Next, we're moving on to item 8B. And this is a report 2026-010 regarding implementation of the higher barrier shelter model at 310 Division Street. Associate Director Snellgrove, do you have any comments regarding this report?
Thank you. Through you, Chair, I'll just make a few. This report, in the recommendation, the proposed recommendation that you'll see, we have recommended that County Council consider a couple of different options. So we are looking for Council's direction on a few things. The first thing that I will just walk through is that the higher barrier shelter model has been implemented as of the beginning of 2026. So we have implemented the model as outlined in the report. The other thing that I will talk about briefly is one of the things contemplated in this report is the capacity, at the bed capacity at 310. As you know, we have been operating at a 35-bed capacity. The fire plan that's been approved by the town allows us to increase that let me just double check that I have the right number.
Is it 46?
46. Sorry, I wanted to double check I had that. However, what we have done in the interim is we have increased capacity to 40 at the moment, and that decision has been made based on the current weather and the needs in the community. We were able to increase the capacity to 40 without impacting our budget or staffing requirements at the shelter. So we have increased capacity at Transition House temporarily to 40 just to meet the need in the community over the last few weeks where it's been such terrible weather, acknowledging that they've been at capacity for a few months now without any beds really being available. We actually heard last night at the Community Liaison Committee that Transition House in the month of December had just over 50 times that someone was turned away from the shelter due to capacity restrictions. So it's important that we do what we can to try to support folks seeking shelter and starting their housing journey. So at present, we've increased it to 40. The report outlines the potential costs of increasing capacity at the shelter to the full, to 46, according to the fire safety plan. It is quite a high cost to add those additional 6 beds, and that's simply because based on the ratios, we would need to hire another full-time shelter worker for a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week period. So it, as you can imagine, that does increase costs quite substantially. The other thing that I will mention as well is the other piece of the resolution is that we do ask County Council to consider whether or not Council would like us to initiate an RFP process for the procurement of shelter services provision. It's been something that we have heard at this table talked about as something that Council may like to do. And so with the new model and the new budget that we have, we are asking Council to provide us direction if that's something that you would like staff to begin to implement. Other than that, it's outlined in the report what the new model looks like. There's an infographic attached that was put together by Transition House, and Bill and I are happy to answer any questions that committee may have.
Thank you, Associate Director. Members of the committee, any questions or comments? Thank you. I was going to ask you, amnesty lockers, what is that actually, and what's the change there? Bill, do you want to
thank respond? You through you, Chair. So the amnesty locker program is something that happens, it's kind of a best practice within shelter services. And what that means is anything that would be considered illegal, so illegal weapons, anything that could potentially hurt someone, or any illegal illicit drugs, you have a locker that you can put your things in before you enter the shelter and you take them when you leave the shelter. So that program no longer exists at 310.
Thank you. And the other question I have is the $252,000. We don't have anything in the budget for that. And is that possible that we could apply for more grants, or would that be coming out of the levy as you're thinking?
Through you, Chair, at this point, it would have to be a levy increase. We could potentially look at, because the budget's already been set for 2026, we could look to see what we could, what programs might, how we could maybe alter different programmings and things like that, or if the province decides to give us more money for 2027. But at present, our provincial funding is fully, and levy is fully allocated for the 2026 year.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? Council members? Councillor Cleveland has joined us, and you have your hand up, Councillor Cleveland. You have a comment or question? Please go ahead.
Yeah, just a question. I'm wondering if originally this council decided that we would sort of follow the Durham model. I'm just wondering if staff would be willing to sort of walk us through the differences between the changes in our high barrier versus sort of some of what's going on in Durham, if there is any differences, just to sort of highlight what is and what is not similar.
Thank you. Who wants to handle that? Rebecca?
I'll start at a high level and then maybe I'll hand it over to Bill afterwards. I think a couple of, through you, Chair, I think a couple of key changes, key differences is in some of the philosophies that have been applied. Durham Region does offer low barrier shelter services. In addition, actually in Ajax, they have a sleeping, warming, cooling center that is designated for people to be able to get in, out of the elements and sleep. So for example, those are some of the key changes in the way in which that we have changed at council direction from a low barrier model to a higher barrier model. And I don't know, Bill, if you have any specific pieces that you would like to talk to.
Thank you, through you, Chair. Are we talking about the warming room recommendations through Durham or their individual emergency shelters?
If I may, Chair.
Sorry, is that what you're asking about, Councillor Cleveland? The warming room?
Yeah, actually, I think Bill highlighted a key difference, and thank you very much for that, Bill. I think he answered the question just by that question back, so thank you very much, Bill. I was getting the two confused because we're talking about 310, not the warming room, and my apologies, Bill, and thank you for pointing that out.
Thank you, Councillor Cleveland. Any other questions? Councillor Cleveland?
Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate that. I guess I just, using the tone, the town of Ajax, I'm wondering, the town of Ajax just recently instituted its own bylaw known as a CCF or a crisis care facility bylaw, very similar to the ECE bylaw in Coburg, almost a spitting image. And I'm wondering if there's any sort of staff comment on that or sort of consideration that this looks like it's moving in the same direction across sort of multiple municipalities, and if they see this sort of moving forward, or if this is if sort of there's any communication between Ajax, because I know some of the facilities there are looking to reach out to the County of Northumberland to find out how they're operating within the ECE bylaws, the best practice. And I'm just wondering if there's been any reach out, just hearing Director or Assistant Deputy Director Carmen's comment about Ajax, if we've heard anything about, if we've been reached out to from the Ajax or the region of Durham regarding their new CCF, so the Crisis Care Facility bylaw.
Mr. Smith, please go ahead.
Thank you, through you, Chair. Yes, actually, I had a conversation at 3 o'clock yesterday with two of the representatives from Durham, and they were more interested in the day-to-day operations and the impact that the ECE bylaw has had on us in Coburg. I think some of the takeaways for them was just how much it actually encapsulates as far as the bylaw goes, and just things for them to be prepared for. And it's a little, I'm going to say it's going to be a little bit more difficult for them because they have multiple sites with multiple operators. So getting for them, all of their operators, a better understanding of the bylaw and the implications of the bylaw is probably going to be their biggest challenge. They were really just trying to prepare themselves for what was coming.
Thank you, Bill. Any other questions or comments? Councillor Cleveland?
Final comment. I just wanted to say I hope our council provides the leniency to staff to reach out to Durham. And the reason I say that is our staff here at the County of Northumberland have done an incredible job as a sort of first mover under this bylaw. I think they did they faced a lot of difficulties and a lot of adjustments and a lot of changes. And I would say that our staff at the county have done an exemplary job of navigating a new bylaw within the town of Cobourg. And any learnings that they've had, I think, is a good opportunity to share with Durham, because I think it's an opportunity for Northumberland County to show the quality of our staff in our social service department in terms of how they have sort of embraced change, how they've been proactive towards change, and how they've actually handled it. So I just hope that our council is open to our staff, making sure that they are reaching out to Durham and sort of providing best practices, and how our team here in the county was able to sort of work through changes in policy and procedures. And I just, when we've done such a good job in terms of navigating that, I think it's great to sort of share those learned opportunities with other regions. So thank you, Chair, for the ability to speak today.
Thank you, Councillor Cleveland. I have a prepared resolution that I'm prepared to read, that the Social Service Committee, having considered report 202610, implementation of a higher barrier shelter model at 310 Division Street, recommend that County Council receive this report for information, and further, that the committee recommend County Council consider providing direction to staff to begin a procurement process for shelter delivery services at 310 Division Street, and further, that the committee recommend that the County Council approve the increase of sheltered capacity from 35 based on occupancy trends and in alignment with staff regulatory requirements. And that's it. Mover and a second. Moved by Warden Crate. I'll second. Any further comments? All in favor? That's carried.